This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Today we launch our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice here on the Buckmaster Show and on KVOI. All of our candidate interviews, of course, will be available on my website because we have every show we do is posted, but we'll also have an area at KVOI.com that will have all of our candidate interviews. And we're going to be doing a lot of interviews when you take the three shows with Wake Up Tucson, then Zach Yenser's show, Tipping Point, then my program. So there are going to be a lot of candidate interviews in there. I don't think that Steve Rivera with his sports show is going to be doing any candidate interviews, but I could be wrong. If he does, they'll wind up at KVOI.com. Anyway, Bill Beard is here. Bill's the former Pima County Republican chair, and he has tossed his hat into the ring. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill.
So you're going for probably about a handful of people when you take the Republicans and Dems into the District 1 Pima County supervisorial race. Allie Miller has decided after two terms she's had enough. And so this race is pretty much wide open, Bill.
I believe it is. And one of the main reasons I jumped into this race was I truly believe that moving forward in the next 4 years, Pima County Supervisor District 1 needs a strong, vocal, persistent advocate out there for the taxpayer, a watchdog, if you will. And the one thing that I think, frankly, I admire the most about Supervisor Miller is the fact that she's been out there asking the hard questions. I truly believe moving forward, there has to be someone in that office that's not afraid to ask the tough questions. One of the things that has persistently plagued me as someone involved in politics has been the problem at local government level here in Southern Arizona is the number of people that are involved in elected office that I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They should know better, but every time they vote on something or do something policy-wise, they end up screwing up a place I dearly love. This is home to me. I'm a fourth-generation Tucsonan. This will always be my home. There is something truly magical and wonderful about this community, about this special place on God's earth. And I truly question sometimes my sanity, but more importantly, the sanity of the elected officials that keep saying things that sound great, but when it comes to actually implementing the policy with their votes, passing budgets, you name it, it seems to deviate off into these blind alleys that don't get the community anywhere. We as a community for too long have seen the basics of what the average person, I don't care what their political persuasion is, would say government's not doing right. The roads all across Pima County. I don't care what part of the political spectrum you come from, our roads suck. And this has been a problem for a very long time. Someone has to be asking the hard questions of county government. Why are we having this conversation about, pick your topic, I don't care what it is, yesterday's board meeting, there were a whole bunch of things that they sound good, they make for a splash in the media somewhere, a YouTube video, whatever it happens to be, but at the end of the day, nothing was solved about the basic governance of Pima County. Our roads still suck. The people in charge do not seem to take how serious the problem is for the average person out there. I don't care whether you're the highest earning person in Pima County or you're at the very bottom. No one likes the condition of the roads. And those roads are taking money out of everyone's pocket, first in taxes that are supposed to go to fix the roads, but don't. And the second part is they're coming back a second time and saying, let's have another shot because we need more money because we spent it on all these other things. I don't know about you, but if you're paying taxes, whether directly through your property tax, maybe you're a rental and you do it through the rent you're paying each month, your money's not being wisely spent because the basics aren't taken care of. And to my mind, if you don't get the basics right, I don't care if you're in government, the professional world, the nonprofit world, private sector, public sector, however you want to define our population here locally. If you're not getting the basics right, you're not doing your job. And to my mind, the job of the Board of Supervisors is to get the basics right first. Not when we get around to it after all the other discussions, but first.
Tell me about your political background, Bill. I know you've been involved with Pima County politics. You were the chair of the party. Have you ever run for office?
I have. I ran for Pima County Recorder in 2012. Okay. I was the first Republican to challenge a 20-year incumbent during her entire 20 years. I'm not afraid of a hard fight. I've been out there advocating for changes to a lot of our election laws because I've served on the Election Integrity Committee here in Pima County, but I've also advocated for changes in laws working with the state legislature, working at the local level, working even sometimes at the national level. I was the county chairman in 2014 to 2016. I'm happy. I consider it a plus in my column. We flipped the sheriff's seat in Pima County from a longtime Democrat for decades to a Republican, Mark Napier. I consider that a very positive thing for the Pima County Republican Party. I have worked on national, local, and statewide campaigns all across the board for more than a decade. Out in the trenches with the average Republicans, they've seen me doing the hard work. I spent some time working for the NRA in the 2018 cycle. I was very happy to represent that organization, advocating for positive pro-Second Amendment candidates all across Southern Arizona. I truly believe that my work out there in the community in non-elective office has been a positive for Southern Arizona. I'm just asking now for the voters in District 1 to make me one of those elected people so that I can have an even greater impact all across Southern Arizona and specifically District 1 in Pima County.
Where can people find out more about the campaign, Bill Beard?
You can find us on Facebook, Beard for Supervisor. We also have a website, beardforsupervisor.com. And both the FOR and the number 4 are both iterations you can go to, and it will direct you to the appropriate place. It's going to come down to who is the best person moving forward that is that advocate that says taxpayer money is valued and valuable. And as governors, as the people governing Pima County on the Board of Supervisors, we want to see that those tax dollars are wisely spent. That's the job I'm asking for. That's the job I intend to do once I'm elected in November. And I truly believe I'm the best person for that job.
All right, Bill Beard, thank you very much. Candidate in District 1. In the Pima County Supervisors race, Bill is a Republican. Thank you very much again, Bill.
Thank you.